सर्वेभ्यः नमस्कारः. अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः कारकप्रकरणे द्वादशः पाठः जून् मासस्य चतुर्विंशः दिनाङ्कः. एनाक्षरसमां नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं सोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः. वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मयित्रयम् मुनित्रयम् नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तीश्वरिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयम् विरच्यते. कारकप्रकरणे द्वितीया विभक्तिः अधीयमाना अस्ति. तत्र आदौ कारकद्वितीया आसीत्. कारकद्वितीया भागे कर्मसंज्ञा नाम किम् इति अवगतम्. ततः अनभिहिताधिकारः कः, एषः अधिकारः किमर्थम् उपयुज्यते इत्यधीतम्. तथैव कर्मणि का विभक्तिः, अर्थात् द्वितीया विभक्तिः इति की कान्सेप्ट् विच् वर् स्टडी कारकद्वितीया. अनभिहिते फस्ट्, अनभिहिते इत्यधिकारः. सर्वाणि विभक्तिविधायकानि सूत्राणि व्याप्नोति. इट् एक्स्टेन्स् अक्रास् आल् विभक्तीस्. पासिबिलिटि आफ् अ मिस्कन्सेप्शन्. यु आर् रीडिङ्ग् द कौमुदी एस्पेशलि दट् ओके, यु रीड् अनभिहिते इन् द्वितीया, सो अनभिहिते कर्मणि द्वितीया एण्ड् ओवर्. बट् अनभिहिते इस् नाट् limited to dvitiya vibhakti, or not karma and karta. It is across all vibhakti sutras. Anywhere, any vibhakti artha is anabhihite eva. So, edhi abhihitam, abhidhanam katham bhavati, prayena sinkrustadhita samasaihi jivarshitam, karachit nipatena. So, if a part, the meaning or the sense of that vibhakti has already been conveyed by एनि आफ् दोस् थिङ्ग् वर्कस् कर्तृत् आर् समासः, तदा किं भवति? विभक्त्यर्थे अभिहिते, यस्मिन् अर्थे सा विभक्तिः विहिता, सा विभक्तिर्यदि अन्येन केनापि अभिहिता स्यात् तर्हि प्रातिपदिकार्थे प्रथमा विभक्तिर्भवति. सो दट् इस् द जिस्ट् आफ् अनभिहिताधिकार. इट् इस् नाट् कन्फैन्ड् टु द्वितीया विभक्ति, बट् एक्स्टेण्ड् अक्रास् आल् विभक्ति. So then we saw the Karma Karaka, right? So Karma Karaka itself is given by both the 8th Sutra. Kartarikshitatamam Karma Tathayuktam Chanishitam. They are the two sutras which give the main Karma Samya, right? So Kartuhu Kriyaya Aptum Ishtatamam Karakam Karma Samyam Bhavati. Yadyapi Ishtatamam Nasya Dveshyam Sya Dathama Upekshyam Sya Anishitam Tathapi Bhavati. So both of these give the main karma samya. Then we have akathitancha yena keshanchana dhatunam prayoge ye dvikarmakaha dhatavaha duhuyat ityadayaha tesham prayoge anyesham karakanam avivakshayam karma samyam bhavati yena te dhatavaha dvikarmakaha bhavanti. Tataha nidantasya prayoge prayojya kartuhu karmatvam niyamyate गतिबुद्धि प्रत्यवसानात् शब्दकर्मा कर्मकाणाम् अणिकर्ता सणौ कर्म भवति. तथैव हृक्रोर् अन्यतरस्याम् हृकृ अनयोर्धातोः प्रयोगे अणिकर्तुः नौ विकल्पेन कर्मत्वं भवति. सो दीस् टु आर् कन्सर्न् वित् निजन्तप्रयोग. सो इन् निजन्तप्रयोग वेर् द प्रयोज्यकर्ता विल् बि कर्म इन् दीस् केसस् एण्ड् इन् अदर् केसस् विल् रिटेन् कर्तृसम्यक्. And then we have karma for the adhara, adhishinsthasam karma. So adhi, preceding these dhatus, that is shinsthara. So there the adhara will get the karma samya. Abhinivishascha, abhinivishate papam. So abhini plus vish, that's a very specific combination of these two upasargas and the vishadhatu in that particular order. We have karma. For the adhara, again, upan madhyam asaha. upano adhi ang preceding vasu dhatu. So there too we have the adhara getting karma. So these are the eight sutras. We have a few vachikas along with them which give karma sampanna. So next we move on to the next section in the same vibhakti. As we saw in the preface, each vibhakti has two parts. One is a karaka dvitiya and the other is a upapada dvitiya. Karaka dvitiya is where a vibhakti is assigned based on a particle's relation with kriya. Kriyajanakam, kriyanvayi va karakam. So now there are also cases where a vibhakti is assigned based on its relation with some other word which is present close to it and not directly with the kriya. So those we call as upapada dvitiya. Always, if there is a clash, that is, if it is possible to have both karaka vibhakti and upapada vibhakti for the same particle, we say karaka vibhaktir baliyati. Upapada vibhakti hai, karaka vibhaktir baliyati. Always, karaka vibhakti will overrule upapada vibhakti because kriya is pradhana in a sentence. So the relation with kriya is pradhana. We see this in the first look at this, munitrayam namaskritya, where there is namaha. Okay, so you all know gurave namaha. If you have namaha, there is an upapada vibhakti assigned to it. Based on the word namaha, there should be chaturthi. Okay, but in this case, he is saying namaskritya, there is a kriya and therefore there is karma karaka also there. So which should we do is a question. So karma karaka will overrule. The karaka vibhakti, that is dvitiya, will overrule the upapada vibhakti, which is chaturthi. And that is why we have dvitiya, which is word. If you go back and look at the vyakhyana for Mangala Shloka, they will. So upapada vibhakti or karaka vibhakti baliyati is one standard. This is it again in the prakaran. So now going to the upapada vibhakti for dvitiya, where dvitiya vibhakti is assigned based on other words. That is the presence of a few particular words in the sentence. There is a shloka vartika here. It is a vartika in the form of a shloka. Upasarvatatoh karya dhigupadyadishu trishu dviyam redikantishu tatonyastrapi drishyate. Ubha sarvatatohu. So there is So ubha sarvatatohu dhik upadyadishu trishu amreditantishu dvitiya karya. So in these three cases there is dvitiya. One is ubha followed by the tas, that is ubhayataha and sarvataha. They are the two words. Then there is an avyaya called dhik and upadyadishu trishu amreditantishu. We have three amreditas, that is viruktas, which we will see later. So in association with these three, things, we have dvitiya vibhakti. Tataha anyatra api drishyate. He says also in a few other cases, which we will see again in the next article. So now, ubha sarvatatoho. So ubha sarva and tas has given a pratyaya for both. So there is ubhayataha and sarvataha. Okay. So there are two avyaya. And dhik is again one avyaya. And there is a upadyadishu trishu. He is referring to another sutra of Panini himself. Upadyadhyata samitve. It is sutram. Ashtamadhyaya dvitiya pade. Upari adhi adhas. Itedesham prayanam dvitvam vidhiyate. Tadeva amreditam. Tasya param amreditam. Ityanena. Adau dvitvam vidhiyate. Upariyupari adhyadhi adhodhaha. Iti rupani. Samipya arthe. Upariyupari. Nama above and very close. Say a plane flows very close above. Say upariyupari vimanam gachhi. So upariyadhyadhaha samipya arthe dhiruktatvam. So there is the word itself is doubled. So dvitva is of two kinds. There is a varna dvitva, which you will see in cases like litlakara. We have babhuva, whatever, all Jagama and all those where you have Dvitva, that is Ragadvitva, there is also a Padadvitva, where the word itself is doubled. So this is one of those cases. You have Uparyupari, Adhyadhi, Adhodaha, Adhodaha, below and very close. Adhyadhi is again Adhi. I wonder what it means. Inside and very close. I'm not sure what is the meaning of Adhi in this particular place. So, Uparyadhyadhu Samipeti Sutrena Dvitvam Vidhiyate Amreditanteshu Satya Param Amreditam Iti Samyam Sutram. So, Dviruptasya Param Rupam Amredita Samyam Syat. So, wherever there is Dvitva of Pada, the latter form is called Amredita. So, he says Amreditanteshu Arthate Yatra Dvitvam Asti Radrasha Prayoge. Is written over and above. Adhi also means above. Is it? Robert. Okay, so that also Uparyupari and Adhyadhi are almost the same then. So, wherever we have Virupta, so these three forms, Uparyupari, Adhyadhi, Adhodaha. So, when these three are used, we have Dvitiya Vibhakti associated with it. Okay. So, Amredi Tantana Mesham Trayanam Yoge Dvitiya Bhavet Vartikasa. So, we have three Avyaya and again these are also Avyaya. All of them are Avyaya. So, and these three where there is Dvitva. So, Umatarvata Koho, it is Vyakhyane. So it's a Vartika. Ubhasarvata Soditi Vartikam. Ubhashabda Sarvashabda Prakritika Tasantohu Prayoge Sati. So Tas is a Sadhita Pratyaya. So where Ubha and Sarva are the Prakriti. Ubhashabda Sarvashabda Prakritika Tasantayohu Prayoge Sati Dvitiya Karya. It's Arthaha. So that is the Ubhasarvata Soh Karya Dvitiya. Dhik iti. So, dhik shabdasya prayogesati dhitiya karya. So, in association with dhik. So, prakriti vad anukaranam iti avyayatva supoluk. So, he just says dhik, it's an avyaya. Uparyadishviti anena uparyadhyadhasa samipye iti sutropattani avyayani drishyante. So, the three uparyadishu tishu, upari and, the three belong with upari, which is upari, adhi and athas. Amreditanteshu iti. Viruptasya paramamreditam. Tadanteshu kritadvirvachaneshu. Iti avati. So when they, not when they are used individually, but when there is virvachana, that is doubling of the word. Tathacha kritadvirvachaneshu upadhyadishu trishu prayujyamaneshu jitiya ityarthaha. And then tata iti uktapradeshebhyaha anyatrapi jitiya drishyate. So there are few other cases also, which will be told later. So he gives examples for each of those. Ubhayataha Krishnam Gopaha. Okay, so on both sides of Krishna. So actually there should, all these are mostly Upapada Dvitiya is usually an exception for Shashti. So they are saying on both sides of Krishna. So you are saying Krishnasya Parshve. So you have Shashti. So here too there should have been Shashti, but with here he has Dvitiya over Shashti. So that is why the Vyakhyana also says, Krishnasya Parshiva Dvayevi Ityarthaha, on both sides of Krishna. Adhyaditva Tasihi. Okay, there is a Tasi Pratyaya on Ubha. Ubhayon Yatra Iti Ayach. So that is Ubhayataha, there is Ubha, there is Tat, and there is also Ayat. So you have Ubha, Ubhaya. We saw this in the Sarvanama Prakarana. So Shashtyarthe Dvitiya. So the actual meaning here is Sambandha, which is given by Shashti. So instead of Shashti, we have Dvitiya Vibhakti. Ubhayatah Krishnam Gopaha. Sarvatah Krishnam. So in Gopaha, it's Adhyayate. So on all sides of Krishna. Krishnasya Sarveshu Parshveshu Gopaha. So in these two cases, ubhakarvatasoho yoge dvitiya vibhakti bhavati. So as you can see, here the association is with the word, upapada. That is when there is a word, in the presence of a word, this vibhakti is being told. So dhik krishna bhaktam. So look at the vyakhyana, it's a nice prayoga. Krishna bhaktam. So one who is not a devotee of Krishna. So dhik nindayam. It is an avyaya which is used for ninda. Krishna bhaktasya ninda ityarthaha. So if you are taking it as ninda, so condemnation of one who is not a devotee of Krishna. So again here it will be shashtyarthe vidhiya. Ketitu, but some people consider Krishna bhaktaha nindyaha ityarthaha prathamarthe vidhiya ityahu. So one who is not a devotee of Krishna is to be condemned. Iti Krishna bhaktaha nindyaha iti arthaha yari avyayasya svikriyate tadatu prathamarthe dvitiya ityapi ketana vadanti. So either case there is dvitiya. So shashtyarthe dvitiya va prathamarthe dvitiya va ityatra. Pakshadvayam dhimukha ityatra nishithakaranam ityatra. There are also cases where there is a sambodhana, dhing murkha, he murkha, dhik. So sambodhana is also prathama. So how do you have prathama? There should have been dvitiya, right? So katham sambodhana prathama vibhakteha prayogaha iti prashnaha. So he says nishitha karanam iti adhyahana. That is better explained in the tattva bodhini. Actually, if you look at the same pratika in the tattva bodhini, if you have the ekshana, dhik krishna bhaktamiti, tasya nindyate ityarthaha, shashtyarthe dvitiya. Same thing what Balamanavara Mahara says. And here, sa nindyaha, sa krishna bhaktaha nindyaha, ityarthaha, prathamarthe dvitiya, ityeke. So some people say that. Katham dhim murkheti. So how do you have a prayoga like murkha? Sambodhana padasya kriyanmayaha. Iti pragyeva uktataya, dhikshabda yoga bhava, dvitiya na pravartate, iti sambodhaneta, iti prathamaiva bhavatiti. So, just a nice concept, as we saw, when we are dealing with sambodhana, we say that it is abhimukhi kriti jnapana. You, sambodhana is to address somebody and to make him know of a kriya. Like they say, hey Rama, they said it is Hey Rama Mam Raksha. So there is protect me iti anmayaha. So sambodhana padasya kriyanmayaha. It is always associated with a kriya. So iti prageva uksataya dhikshabda yoga bhava. So he says in cases like dhimurkha, sakshat dhikshabdena yoga nasti. Sambodhana padasya kriyaya anmayaha asti. Ataha dvitiya na bhavati. Dhikshabdena yoga nasti ityataha dvitiya na bhavati. Sadyogeya dvitiya vihita. Sam bhaktir na bhavati. Iti sambodhane cha iti prathama eva bhavati. Kintu atra kriya nasti kila iti aparah prashna. Dhik murkha ityukte kriya putra. So fai on you fool itteva artha. Kriya padam nasti kila ityukte kriya padam cha kvachit shrutam kvachit akshiptam. So the action in some cases it is directly heard, in some cases it is assumed based on the context. So here athaca dhimmurkha nishiddhacharanam idam ityetat iha kalpyam. So in this case we say, O fool, what you are doing is not to be done. Idam nishiddhacharanam. So ataha dhik, therefore fai on you. Iti anvaya. So the anvaya of the sambodhana is directly with that nishiddhacharana, the kriya, and not with dhik. Tathaca dhimmurkha nishiddhacharanam idam ityetat iha kalpyam. Murkha sambodhyaka nishiddhacharanasya nindyate iti tu vakyarthaha. So the ninda here is not directly of the murkha but of his action. Murkha sambodhyaka nishiddhacharanasya nindyate iti tu vakyarthaha. So prathamarthe digyoge dvitiya iti madhimate tu murkha sambodhyakam nishiddhacharanam nindyam. So in both cases the ninda, that is the meaning of dhik, is associated with the kriya, that is the nishiddhacharana, and not with the murkha. So that is why we don't have dvitiya in such cases. Okay, so we'll stop there. So I just wanted to review how, I mean, in some cases, why we have so many vyakhyanas. Because, I mean, for the same Siddhanta Komadi, we have about, I'm sure there are more than 20 different vyakhyanas. So why so many vyakhyanas, if you look at it? So each vyakhyana will offer a different perspective of the same thing. So Tattva Bodhini, I mean, we have been generally referring to Bala Manorama because it is for Balas. Right? For beginners, it is a very useful vyakhyana. So the Tattva Bodhini is a slightly advanced commentary, which is, in the beginner stages, it might be difficult to comprehend. But Tattva Bodhini is very useful because he very closely follows the Praudha Manorama, which is again a commentary on the Kaumudi by Bhattodhi Rishita himself. So we will have a better idea as to what the author intended when he said, when he is saying something. So Praudha Manorama is where Bhattodhi Rishita offers greater explanation of his own words. So since the Tattva Bodhini closely follows Praudha Manorama, we have that idea. I mean, if you read the Tattva Bodhini and you read the Praudha Manorama, it will become very, very easy. So in some cases, he offers a more detailed analysis or a different perspective. So that's just... So that is Dhik Krishna Bhaktam. Dhik Shabdase Yoge Dvitiya Vibhaktir Bhavati. Uparyupari Lokam Harihi Adhyadhi Lokam Adhodho Lokam. So that is Hari above the world and just very close to it. Adhyadhi. So tasmin arthe uparyupari adhyadi adhodhaha. So uparyupari iti. Uparyadhyadhyadha samipya iti dvivachanam. So we are looking at the vyakhyana for each of these prayoga. Lokasya samipya upari harihi asti ityarthaha. So adhyadi iti. Lokasya samipadeshe harir asti ityarthaha. As you can see, adhi. So adhi is generally used to mean in. So he also says, lokasya samipadesha. He is in, I mean, he is somewhere very close to the world. Adhodaha. Lokasya samipe adhaha harirasti ityarthaha. So below is there. So asmin arthe you have uparyupari, adhyadhi and adhodaha. So in association with these words, these prayogas, we have dvitiya vibhakti. So that is upasarvatatoh karya dhigupariyadishuddhishu vidiyamreditanteshu katonyatrapi drishyate. So what is that katonyatrapi? So the Vartikara expands again. Abhitah paritah samaya nikasha ha pratiyogeti. There is even in association with these. What are the other cases will we have seen? These things. We have abhitah paritah samaya, nikasha, ha, prati. So in association with these six things, esha, shanna, yoga, dvitiya, vibhaktir, bhavati. So abhitah paritaha, iti. Satonyatrapi drishyate ityasya prapanchoyam. So this is an expansion of satonyatrapi drishyate. So even in other cases, so what other cases? He explains here, abhitah paritaha, iti. Yogepi ityanantaram dvitiya iti sheshaha. Purvatanamartike dvitiya karya iti uksam. So prati yogepi dvitiya bhavati ityarthaha. So again, shat avyayani santi. Abhitaha, paritaha, samaya, nikasha, ha, prati. Ityavyayani. Abhitah krishnam. Gopaha iti sheshaha. Krishnasya parshadvayepi ityarthaha. So ubhayataha ityasyaiva arthaha abhitaha ityasyaapi. So in rows, two rows on either side of Krishna. Krishnam abhitaha gopaha santi. So shashchathe dvitiya. Krishnam paritaha sarvataha ityasyaiva arthaha. Around Krishna, surrounding him, there are gopas. Krishnasya sarveshu parshveshu gopaha ityasyaha paryabhibhyamcha iti tasil. So paritaha iti tasil pratyayantaha. Abhitaha ityati. Pari abhibhyam ityanena tasil pratyayantau imau shabdau. Gramam samaya. Samaya nikasha. Samaya nikasha iti cha akarante avyaye. So akarantam samaya is not a feeling of it, it is an akaranta avyaya. Samaya nikasha, it is an akarante avyaye. Gramam ityasya pratyekam anvayaha. So gramam samaya, okay, so Balamanavagara takes it as gramam samaya nikasha. But Mula gives, that is my Mula gives Nikasha Lanka. So it's a different thing. So Samaya Nikasha is Akarante Avyaye, Gramam ityasya Pratyekam Anvayaha. So Balamanavakara is taking the Patha as Gramam Samaya Nikasha. A single udaharana, gramam samaya and gramam nikasha. So in that case, gramam ityasya pratyekam anvayaha, gramasya samipe ityarthaha. So in both cases, it is nearby ityarthe samaya nikasha ityavyaye. Nikasha antike samayantika madhyayohu itica amaraha. So nikasha ityasya antike nama samipe ityarthaha, samaya ityasya api antike samipe ityarthaha, madhye ityarthaha. So gramam samaya vilanghya lankam nikasha hanishyati iti magha. So lankam nikasha iti prayogaha maghena krataha iti darshayati. Tadeva udaharanam api dattam nikasha lankam. So lankayaha samipe ityarthaha. So atrapi shashtyarthe dvitiya vibhakti drishyate ha krishna bhaktam. So punaha yathadhik krishna bhaktam tathaiva ha krishna bhaktam pratishochyate ityarthaha. So ha iti akarantam avyayam khede. So dukhe ha iti avyayam, ha vishad sugar ishu ityamara. So tasya atayeva shochyate ityarthaha, krishna bhaktaha shochyaha ityarthaha ityanye. Again, like dhik, we have different interpretations here, whether it is shashtyarthe dvitiya or prathamarthe dvitiya. So there is a difference between dhik and ha. Dhik indicates contempt, whereas ha indicates pity. That is, you are pitying the one who is not a devotee of Krishna. Bhukshitam na pratibhati kinchit. A very famous expression. So bubhukshitam iti kshudhartasya inchidapi naspurati ityartha. Bubhukshitam, so if somebody is hungry, so this is, I mean, if you are trying to preach or teach a hungry person, it will not work, because he will not be able to understand or concentrate on anything other than his hunger. So kshudhartasya inchidapi naspurati ityartha. Bha deeptau, so pratibhati ityartha. Ihadu upasargabala sphurane vartate, na sphurati ityarthaha. Tataha lakshanadav avrattehe pratehe na karma pravachaniyatvam. Evancha karma pravachaniya yukte dvitiya ityanena gatarthatvam na bhavati. So there is pratibhati. So prati, is it a karma pravachaniya here or not? It's a question. So he says it is not a karma pravachaniya, it is an upasarga. Bha iti dhatohu upasargaha prati iti pratibhati ityasya sphurati ityarthaha. So tasya yoge, tena yoge, prati ityanena yoge, dvitiya vibhakti asti ubhukshitam. So we saw the problem. So those are the two vartikas for upapada dvitiya. Sutram apyasti antarantarena yukte. Antara antarena yukte dvitiya bhavati ityarthaha. Karmani dvitiya ityataha dvitiya iti anuvartate. Abhyam yoge dvitiya syat. Antara ityanena yoge tathaiva antarena ityanena yoge dvitiya vibhakti bhavati. So antara antarena yukte vyakshyane antara iti akarantam avyayam tatu pabantam. So it's an avyaya, which is akaranta. Antarena ityapi avyayameva natu tritiyantam iti bhashye sthitam. So there are some avyayas which are called as vibhakti pratirupakas. They look like the form of some vibhakti,
But actually they are aware.
There are many of such things that you have, let's say, Chirat, Chirena and so on. And we have this Antarena. It looks very much like a Tritiya Vibhakti form. But it is an avyaya. Possibly, I mean, what could have happened for these words is, maybe they were nouns once upon a time. But only this form is used. Do you say that other forms are not found, so maybe it is treated as an avyaya later on. I mean, that's just a guesswork. Whatever the case, now we treat them as avyaya. Vibhakti pratirupaka avyaya. So, avyaya which resemble a vibhakti and sub form, but which are actually indeclinable. So, iti bhashyasitam. So, bhashyakara clarifies that they are avyayas here and not So, yes, the bhashyakara says that because in association with antara, antara is an avyaya. So, sahacharyad antarena ityapi avyayam eva drishyate. Iti bhashya. So he clarifies that it is both are avyaya. Antara is an avyaya. Therefore, in association with it, what we have antarena is also taken as the avyaya and not the shabda. Antara tvam mam harihi. So tavaja mamaja madhye harihi ityarthaha. Antara is in between you and me. Hari is standing in between you and me. Antara madhye ityamara. This one, there is an famous prayoga, I think, from the Krishna Leela Tarangini, where they have this Anganam, Anganam, Antara, Madhavo, Madhavam, Madhavam, Chantare, and Angana. So, he is describing Krishna's dance. So, where Krishna is taking multiple forms and dancing with each gopi. So, it is Anganam, Anganam, Antara, Madhavaha. So, in between each, I mean, there is a series of gopis, so in between each of them you find Krishna. Anganam, Antara. Anganam, Anganam, Antara. So, in between each pair of gopis you have Krishna. So, he is taking multiple forms and dancing. So, you find the usage of this sutra. So, antarena harim na sukham. Antarena harim antarena. Antarena harer varjane sukham nasti. Without hari there is no sukha, happiness. Prathakvina antarena te hirum nana cha varjane ityamara. So, there is that is again used for varjana, that is without antarena. That antarena means without. So there is no sukha without hari. Kimayor kimanayor antarena gatena ityatra tu antara shabdaha visheshavachak. So there is one prayoga where it says anayoho antarena, where there is shashti vibhakti instead of dvitiya. So it says visheshavachi, where it does not mean varjanathaka, it means vishesha anayoho visheshena gyatena ityatraha. So, atra antarena ityasya dvitiyantatvat avyayatvabhavat na tadyoge dvitiya. So, visheshena jnatena. So, there is tritiya. Antara, antara is also a pratipadika. That is a noun which has all forms. Antaraha, antaram or whatever. So, there the tritiyanta, if you are using a namapada, the tritiyanta of a namapada, then there is no dvitiya. Only in the when you use an avyaya, there is dvitiya. So, that is why he clarifies. Atra antarena ityasya tritiyantatvad avyayatvabhavat na tadyoge dvitiya. So, enough of this. So, this is about antara and antarena. Two avyayas in association with these, we have dvitiyantha. After this, there is the adhikara karma pravachaniya. Right. So karma pravachaniya ekameva sutram ityadhikrutya adhikara sutram. So 1483 satamadhyayate chaturthapadasya vyashititamamidam sutram. संज्ञानिकारः अधिकार संज्ञा कर्म प्रवर्तनीय संज्ञा एंड इट इज अ संज्ञा विच इज बीइंग गिवन टू द थिंग्स विच फॉलो टिल अधिरीश्वरे आरभ्य अस्य पादस्य सप्तनवतितम सूत्र पर्यन्तम् अधिरीश्वरे इति सूत्र पर्यन्तम् कर्म प्रवर्तनीयाः इत्यर्थः अयम् अधिकारः वस्तुतः निपात अधिकारे अन्तर्भवति लाइक विद इन द निपात अधिकार यः प्राग्रीश्वरान् निपाताः सो देयर आर निपातास् सो प्राग्रीश्वर अधिरीश्वरे पर्यन्तम् निपाताः सो ततः तस्य अधिकारस्य मध्ये एव कर्म प्रवर्तनीयाः इत्यर्थः सो देयर बोथ निपातास् एंड कर्म प्रवर्तनीयाः So since they are nipatas, they'll be called they are the avyaya. Sarari nipatam avyayam achyane avyayatma bhavati. So what exactly are karma pravachaniyas? As Ravichandanji was saying in the discussion before class, Dikshita does not go into any detail on what exactly is a karma pravachaniya. He just treats them as a samya for things. That is, there are many cases where we do that. We say sarvanama. So there is a set of words which are called sarvanama. It is also an anvartha samya, that is sarvesham yani namani tani sarvanamani. So they also refer, there are words which can be used for everybody, that is not a particular person, but to anybody. So that is why they are called sarvanamas, which is why there is a mahasamya. We have this concept of mahasamya. That is, there is a samya samya is a technical term which Panini defines. If it is a totally arbitrary name, for a few things, like saying in calls there is T, Achonti Aditi. So the final Ach and the part is called T. So it is a completely artificial term which Panini is inventing himself and therefore he gives a very short Samnya for it. So Lakhvartham, he keeps it as short as possible. But there are also cases where he uses longer Samnya. So why? In many cases, the Bhashyakara thinks of it and he says, in many cases, he recites them as Mahasamya. That is, the longer Samya will imply that it is Anvartha, that there is something, the term itself means something. So even in this case, it is like a Karma Pravachaniyaha. Karma here refers to a Kriya or action. So those words which have told action, these are karma pravachaniya is a samya which is generally given to pradi, that is you have pra, para, apasam, the upasarga. So they, what is their general function is they are generally associated with the dhatu to indicate a kriya. So they do not tell kriya by itself, that is we have this debate whether they are vasaka or dyotaka, that is they do not, that is just pra or upa will not give any kriya by itself. But when it is associated with the kriya, say anubhavati, so they indicate a change in kriya or a special kriya. So those things, karma proktavantaha, those ones which have indicated kriya, that is generally associated with a kriya to indicate a kriya, but in this case they do not indicate a kriya. Proktavantaha, he uses the past and he says, so this is a samya, karma pravachaniya, which is given to pradi. Okay, first thing, so pra, para, etc. A few of the pradis are given the karma pravachaniya samya. This samya is given as an exception to gati and upasarga. Right? Kriya yoga, upasarga kriya yoga, gatishcha. So these pradis, when associated with the kriya, they get the upasarga samya and the gati samya. So this is an exception to that. Now there is no association with kriya and if this samya prevents gati samya and upasarga samya from operating. Okay. So what do they mean? They give a sambandha. Okay. They convey a particular relation or they indicate a special kind of a relation. Okay. So they are all sambandha dyotakaha. They are indicators of special kinds of relationship. Like we have a lakshya lakshana bhava. That is, something is known with the help of something. So there are many things which you will see in each of the particular sutras. So karma pravachaniyas are indicators of special kinds of relationship. So what is the purpose of karma pravachaniya samya? One is vibhakti. Karma pravachaniya yukte dvitiya. Dvitiya vibhakti hi kadachit panchami saptami vibhaktyau api vidhiyate. So first is vibhakti api vidhiyate. The purpose of karma pravachaniya samya, one is vibhakti, And the second is to prevent gatipasarga samya. So there is gati samya is prevented, and therefore some karyas due to gati samya will be prevented. Again you have upasarga samya. So that karyas due to upasargatva will also be prevented when there is karma pravartitya. So the first among the sutras is anurlakshane. Padadvayam vidyate anuh lakshane. So anu pra para apasam anu anu iti karma pravachaniyaha ityadhikaraha lakshane dyotye anuh upta samyaha ya. So anu, when it is indicating lakshana, it is called karma pravachaniya. So what is lakshana? Something which the commentator deals with in detail. So anurlakshane upta samyaha. Lakshane dyotye. Lakshya lakshana bhama sambandhe dyotye ityarthaha. Upta samyaha iti. Karma pravachaniya samyaha ityarthaha. Lakshyate jnayate anena iti lakshanam. So what is a lakshana? Lakshana we generally, what is a lakshana? We have a lakshana is a famous term which you are saying. Asya lakshanam kim, karmanaha kim lakshanam, kriyayaha kim lakshanam. It's a very favorite term, especially among tarkikas. Lakshana is something which, in the tarka bhasha, if you are looking at the tarka language, lakshana is something which precisely defines a particular thing. So if there is a cow, so lakshana for a cow is something which precisely defines what a cow is, and it also eliminates any other thing from consideration. That is, if you are defining a cow, it should be defined in such a way that your definition will not apply to a horse or to a buffalo or to anything else. Okay? So that is what we call a lakshana. But here, lakshana is not that. It just means jnayate anena, that by which something is known. So this is actually the meaning of lakshana in the very etymological sense. You are saying lakshyate nama jnayate anena. So later on, the term lakshana is a technical or a paribhashika pada which is used to indicate a precise definition. Okay? So that is a later expansion of meaning. So atra lakshane ityasya lakshanam nama yamupayujya sinchit jnayate. Say for example, an example which they give is kamandalu panihi vatuhu. You see some chhatraha or something like that. So a student who was the student? Okay, there are two or three people going. So who is the student? So it is the one with the kamandalu. The one who is carrying the kamandalu is student. So you are using that kamandalu as a lakshana for the student. Something by which you know that a particular thing. That is called a lakshana. So in this particular case it says, lakshyate nama jnayate anena iti lakshanam tachya hetubhutam vivakshitam. Natu vriksham prati vidyodate vidyut iti vati chinha matram. Tatha sati lakshanetham itteva siddhehe iti vakshyate. So there is some other thing here which is also required. So maybe we can look at that sutra first. So it says anurlakshane. So lakshana is something by which it is known. For example, the example he gives is vriksham prati vidyotate vidyut. So there is lightning. So how do you know a lightning? Lightning is very, how do you point out a lightning? It is very difficult to point, or it is very transient. So he says vriksham prati vidyotate. Where is the lightning striking? So close to the tree. So the tree lights up and you can view that better than just pointing out a lightning. So the vriksha is used as a lakshana for pointing out lightning. So that is lakshana, where we also call it as a chinha. Something which is an indicator. In this particular case, anurlakshane iti sutretu, lakshanam hetubhutam api vivakshitam. In addition to being a lakshana, it should also be the hetu, that is the reason for something. You will understand this only when we look at the example. So the example which you are seeing is, we will come back to this slide later. So the next sutra says, karma pravachaniya yukte dvitiya. So paradvayam asti karma pravachaniya yukte dvitiya iti. Etena yoge dvitiya asya. So whenever you have a karma pravachaniya samnya for a particle, we have dvitiya vibhakti associated with it. Parjanyaha japam anu pravarshite. So this is the example. Without the example, you will not understand what he is talking about. Parjanyaha pravarshate. The cloud rained. It is showered rain. Parjanyaha pravarshate. So when did it rain? Japam anu pravarshate. Soon after the japa. Okay, there is a parjanya japa which is being done. Soon after the japa, there was drishti. That is, there was rain. Parjanyaha pravarshate. Kada japam anu. So the japa is a lakshana for kada drishtihi iti prashte. Japamanu. So, japa samanantaram vrishtihi. So, japa is used as an indicator of the time of rain. So, when did it rain? So, japa is used as an indicator. So, japa is a lakshana. In addition, if you look at it, japa is also the hetu. That is what is intended. It is not saying, okay, there is some random japa and there is rain. That is not the indicator here. So, there was parjanya japa and due to that, immediately after the japa, there were rains. So, parjanyaha japam anupravarshat ityatra korthaha japam hetuhu kada pravarshat ityatra japam lakshana bhutam hetu bhutam api japasya karanenaiva vrishtihi abhavat ityapi dyotyate. So, both these are being conveyed by the dvitiya and the karma pravachaniya. Right? So, one is the lakshya lakshana bhava. So, and as an indicator of the time of vrishti. And also that the japa is the hetu for the vrishti. So, parjanyo japamanu iti. So, kada parjanyaha avarshad iti prashne uttaram idam. Says, when was there rain? So, after the japa. Soon after the japa. Atra vrishtikalaha upadeshyaha. What is to be conveyed here is the time of rain. Vrishtikalaha upadeshyaha. Sacha durjnanatvat. So, I mean, you cannot define when was it rain. This is not a time when you had, like, say, today you might say at 2:30. That is not the indication then. I mean, there was no such indication of a time. Sacha durjnanatva. You have to use something else to mark that time. Shakhadram prati vikalashchandraha itivat prajnanam kinchit avalambya iva jnapyaha. So, chandraha. There is moon. Dvikalashchandraha. He makes it. The dvitiya chandra. It's very, very faint. So, very difficult to see. If you have a Purnima Chandra, it is very visible. Dvikalash Chandraha. The Chandra on the Dvitiya day is very, very faint. So, how do you point out that Chandra? Shakhagram Prati. So, at the edge of the branch. You point out some visible thing. That is a tree. So, there is a branch of the tree. So, if you look at, I mean, close to that branch. So, Chandra is not actually on the branch. But Shakhagram Prati. Dvikalash Chandraha iti vat. Prajnanam kinchit avalambya. So, depending on some other indicator, you know. So, here also, when did it rain? We are using the japa as an indicator of rain. Atra vrishtikalaha upadeshyaha sasya durjnanatva shakhagram prati dvikalashchandraha itivat prajnanam kinchit avalambya iva jnapyaha. So, yeah, this is what is called the shakhachandra nyaya. There is also the I mean, many such things where you use the shankha as an indicator for chandra. Japaha atra prajnanam. In this particular case, japa is the lakshana. That is the indicator. Tatra japakale parjanyaha pravarshat iti sambhavati. Hetu bhuta japaha hi atra lakshanam. The lakshana here is not just plain lakshana. It is also hetu bhuta. Hetutvam cha purvakala vrittitva bhajitam. So, cause is always occurring before the effect, right? So, cause and effect is, when you are saying something is the cause, it has to be before the effect. Otherwise, it cannot be the cause. So, hetutvam cha purvakala vrittitva ghatitam evam cha varsha hetu bhuta varuna japa uttarakale parjanyaha pravarshat iti uttaram paryavasyati. So, varsha hetu bhuta. So, the reason for the vrishti is varuna japa. So, uttarakale, immediately after that japa, parjanyaha pravarshat, the clouds showered rain, iti uttaram paryavasyati. तत्र लक्षणं हेतुत्वं च इति द्वयं द्वितीयार्थः. सो द द्वितीया विभक्ति हियर इज कन्वेइंग बोथ द लक्षण एंड द हेतु. तदुभयम् अनुना द्योत्यते. सो बोथ ऑफ दीज आर इंडिकेटेड बाय द प्रादि विच इज अनु. लक्षणत्वं च ज्ञानजनक विषयत्वं. सो व्हाट इज लक्षण? ज्ञानजनक, दैट विच गिव्स राइज टू सम नॉलेज. सो द Shakha is giving rise to the knowledge of Chandra. Therefore, Shakha is what we call the Lakshana. Japa Jnanena, here, knowing when the Japa was done, Tad Uttarakala Vishishta Vrishtihi Jnapyate, Tatascha Japatmaka Hetu Janya, Hetu Jnana Janya Jnana Vishayaha Varshanam Iti Bodhaha. So that is the Shabda Bodha, which we will not know. So that is what Dikshita says, Hetu Bhuta Japopa Lakshitam Varshanam. So Japa is the Hetu and it indicates the time of rain. Hetu Bhuta Japopa Lakshitam Varshanam Ityarthaha. So Hetu Bhuta Iti Anabhitadikara Na Parjanya Sridhiya Sasya Singha Abhitasvat. पर्जन्यः प्रावर्षत. सो देयर इज कर्ता, कर्तरि तृतीया न भवति बिकॉज द कर्ता हैज बीन गिवन बाय द थिंग. ननु हेतुत्वांशस्य कथम इह लाभः अनुर्लक्षणे इत्यत्र तद् अनुपादानात्. सो इट इज फाइन, द सूत्र सेज अनुः लक्षणे, व्हेन इट इंडिकेट्स अ लक्षण देयर इज कर्म प्रवचनीय. हाउ आर यू ब्रिंगिंग इन द हेतु पार्ट? So what we saw here, Pajanya is the Lakshana, it is also the Hetu. In only such cases there is karma prajanya. So why? Hetutvam iti katham labhyate iti prashna. Nanu hetutvam shatya katham iha labhaha. Anur lakshane ityatra tad anupadana. There is nothing in the sutra which says it has to be the Hetu. Evam cha, hetutva avivakshayam. वृक्षम अनुविद्योतते विद्युत इत्यत्र अनुर्लक्षणे इति सावकाशम हेतौ इति तृतीयातु. सो नाउ देयर इज एन इंटर रिलेशन बिटवीन सूत्र दैट यू अंडरस्टैंड. देयर इज अनुर्लक्षणे, देयर इज वन मोर सूत्र विच इज लक्षणेत्थम भूताख्यान भाग वीक्षातु प्रतिपरि अनवः. सो विच सेज प्रतिपरि एंड अनु, दीज थ्री थिंग्स when they are used in the sense of lakshana itsam bhutakshana bhaga vipsa, they get karma pravachaniya. Now there are two sutras which are saying this lakshana, right? Anur lakshane iti sutram asti, punaha lakshane itsam bhuta ityatrapi lakshane anu ityasya karma pravachaniya samya vidhiyate. So kimartham ubhayam iti prashna, when already that sutra lakshane itsam bhutakshana is giving कर्म प्रवचनीय संज्ञा, वेन अनु इज इंडिकेटिंग लक्षण, लक्षणे अर्थे अनु इत्यस्य कर्म प्रवचनीय संज्ञा विधीयते लक्षणे सम्भूत इति सूत्रेण. पुनः अनुर्लक्षणे इति सूत्रम किमर्थम इति प्रश्नः. तदा उच्यते हेतौ तृतीया इत्यस्ति. इफ यू लुक एट द उपपद विभक्ति फॉर तृतीया, हेतौ तृतीया विभक्ति विधीयते. वेर एवर देयर इज हेतु, दैट इज समथिंग इज द रीजन फॉर समथिंग, अन्नेन हेतोर वसति इत्यस्ति. So he stays for the reason of food. So yatra hetuhu asti tatra tritiya vibhakti uchyate. So now there is a vipratishedha. You forget anur lakshane. Yadi anur lakshane iti sutram nasti. Lakshane sambhuta khyana bhaga vipsasu pratiparya namaha. Ityanena lakshane gamye anu ityase karma pravachaniya samya vidhiyate. So tat prayuktatvam dritiya vibhaktir bhavati. Hetau ityanena tritiya vibhaktir api vidhiyate. So when there is both, से पर्जन्य जपमनु प्रावश्यत, लक्षणत्वमपि अस्ति हेतुत्वमपि अस्ति, किं भवेत् इति प्रश्ने किं भवति? परत्वात् हेतौ तृतीया. सो हेतौ इज परसूत्र एंड देयरफॉर हेतु तृतीया शुड एक्चुअली हैपन. सो टू ओवररूल दैट हेतु, अगेन ही स्पेसिफिकली सेज अनुर्लक्षणे. यदा अनु इत्यस्य योगे लक्षणमपि अस्ति हेतुत्वमपि अस्ति तदा पुनः कर्म प्रवचनीय संज्ञा एव भवति, न तु तत्प्रयुक्ता द्वितीया विभक्तिश्च भवति, न तु हेतौ तृतीया. दट इज वॉट वॉज टोल्ड इन द सूत्र. सो नो, दट इज वॉट इज एक्सप्लेनिंग हियर हेतुभूत इति. ननु हेतुत्वांशस्य कथमिह लाभः अनुर्लक्षणे इत्यत्र तदनुपादानात्. एवं च हेतुत्व अविवक्षायां, when hetu is not desired, that is vriksham anu vidyotate vidyut. Vidyut, lightning is flashing on the tree or next to the tree. Here the tree is not the cause for vidyut, right? Vriksham vidyutaha hetuhu nasti. Vriksham is just an indicator of where the lightning is. It is not the cause. So since it is not the cause, there is no hetu. Tadakim bhavati lakshanetvam bhutakhyana bhaga vipsasu ityanena karma pravachaniyatvam tatra yukta dvitiya vibhaktir bhavati. Hetutva avivakshayam vriksham anu vidyotate vidyut ityatra anurlakshane iti savakasham. Hetau iti tritiyatu dhanena kulam ityadau savakasha. So in other cases we have hetau tritiya. So parjanyaha japamanu pravarshat ityatra tu tad ubhayam prasaktam. So when there is both, it is lakshana and a hetu, tatra paratvat hetu tritiya ivasyat. So because it is parasutra, there should have been hetau. So he says, therefore he says, parapi hetau tritiya anena badhyate. So even though it is parasutra, the hetau, which is 2323, karma pravachaniya yukte dvitiya is 234. So it is parasutra. Parapi hetau tritiya anena badhyate. Vai lakshanetvam bhutakhyana bhava vipsasu pratipadyanavaha ityadina punaha ityadina siddhe punasamya vidhana samarthyat. So how do you do vipratishedhe param karyam ityanena vastutaha parakaryam eva syat. Kintu lakshanetvam bhuta ityanena eva lakshane anohu karva pravachaniya samyayam siddhayam punaha anurlakshane ityanena samya vidhiyate. Punasamya vidhana samarthyat kim bhavati parapi hetau tritiya anena badhyate. Right? So punasamya iti. Vriksham anu vidyotate vidyut ityatra anurlakshane ityasya na prayojanam lakshanetvam bhuta ityeva siddhehe. Tatascha anurlakshane iti arambha samarthyat. So because the sutra has been told separately and explicitly, हेतु भूते लक्षणे अनोहु कर्म प्रवचनीय लब्धया द्वितीयया हेतु तृतीया बाध्यते इति विज्ञायते. सो बोथ हेतु एंड लक्षण उभये सत्यपि द्वितीया एव भवति न तु तृतीया. सो टू ओवर रूल द हेतु तृतीया वी हैव अ सेपरेट सूत्र एज अनुर्लक्षणे. अदरवाइज वी कुड हैव हैड दिस कर्म प्रवचनीय संज्ञा ऑलरेडी बाय लक्षणे संभूत भाव वीक्षासु. So let's go back to the sutra now. So anur lakshane ityasti lakshane dyoti anuhu ukta samya hasya. So in the ukta samya he says hetu bhuta lakshanam. Right? So vrityupasarga samya apavadaha. So this samya is an apavada to both gati and upasarga samya. So upasarga kriya yoge gatishcha iti sutra abhyam pradina. So pradayaha उपसर्ग समय गति समय से दीयते. सो देर आर मेनी कार्यास विच डिपेंड ऑन उपसर्ग समय एंड गति समय विशिष्टानि कार्याणि सन्ति. सो समयद्वयं बाधित्वा कर्म प्रवचनीय समय भवति. सो द समय हैज टू पर्पसेस कर्म प्रवचनीय समय द्वितीयादि विभक्ति प्राप्ति ही इति एकं प्रयोजनम् उपसर्ग गति प्रयुक्तानां कार्याणां निवारणम्. सो टू प्रिवेंट कार्यास डिपेंडिंग ऑन उपसर्ग समय एंड गति समय इज अनदर purpose of karma pravachaniya samya. Right? So that is what he says, gatyupasarga samyapavadaha. Anena niyayoge eva karma pravachaniya samya iti suchitam. So this indicates, because he says it is an apavada to gati and upasarga, so there is an association with kriya. Karma pravachaniyaha iti mahasamya karana samarthyat anvarthatvam. So here it is, because of karma, is kriyam proktavantaha. So there is an association with kriya. Karma iti kriya uchyate. Tam proktavantaha karma pravachaniyaha. So bhute kartari bhavalaka raniya pratyaha. Tatascha kriyam eva nadyotayanti. They do not indicate kriya directly. Kintu kriya nirupita sambandha vishesham dyotayanti. They indicate a special kind of relation with the kriya. So here you have the vrishti, so you have the hetu and lakshana. So the anu is the hetu, there is a reason and there is lakshana, indicator of the kriya. Right? So kriya nirupita sambandha vishesham yotayasi. Evamcha
अनुप्रत्यादिषु क्रियानिरूपित सम्बन्धस्य द्योत्यत्वेन अन्वयात् तत्र गत्युपसर्ग संज्ञयोः प्राप्तिः बोध्या. So since there is an association with kriya, there would have been gati or upasarga. So preventing that, we have karma pravartaniya samnya. Okay? So then we have karma pravartaniya tritiya, which we saw just now. So parapi hetau tritiya anena badhyate, lakshanettham bhodakhyana bhaga viksasa pratiparya namaha ityadina siddhe, punas samnya vidhana samarthya. Okay? Any questions? Yeah, I read it up. This is Mata Kaha. Akshepi. So you can see that in, if you have the Tattva Bodhini under the Karma Pratinya, it is Kritya. So the Tattva Harihi, Kriyayaha Dyotakaha Nayam. So it does not indicate a Kriya directly. Sambandhasya na vachakaha. And it also does not explicitly state a sambandha. So there is a difference between vachaka and dyotaka. That which indicates and that which tells. That is a direct meaning and there is an indicative meaning. So it is not directly, that is the sambandha is not given by anu. It is given by the dvitiya vibhakti and indicated by anu. Right? So napi kriya padakshepi. It will not akshepa. That is, akshepa is where you bring in a kriya to do the anvaya. So you don't have to bring in a new kriya. Sambandhasya to bhedakaha. Instead, it is dyotaka, indicator of a sambandha. It is what Bhartrihari says about the karma pravachaniya. So the Tattva Bodhini gives it very clear. अप्रयुज्यमानस्य क्रियायाः द्योतकः. यस् क्रियापद आक्षेप इट डज नॉट दट इज वॉट इज इट इट डज नॉट डू द आक्षेप ऑफ द क्रियापद. सो नापि क्रियापदाक्षेपि अपि तु सम्बन्धस्य द्योतकः. Yeah. Mm. Mm. Right. Okay, so yeah, if Hetu is always a Lakshana, then it could have easily done to prevent. Yeah, Lakshana is given in the Sutra, right? Yes. 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 I did not read this Anur Lakshane. I have to read this up. It's interesting. On the Bhasha. Exactly, that is what I mean. Right. Once you read that, this becomes clear. If you read this first, you will not understand. So So Shastra is always like that. Once you get into deeper waters, you will understand these vyakhyanas more easily. Even though we may not understand. Yes. Right. Right. Yes, it is not directly apraidya manasya kriya. Right. So, good. I learned something through this class. Thank you. ಮುನಿತ್ರಯ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ತದುಕ್ತಿ ವೈಯಾಕರಣ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಕೌಮುದೀಯಂ ವಿರಚ್ಯತೆ.